News. Now, from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
I'm Tom King, WSAU News. It's not the news they were hoping to wake up to in West Virginia. Governor Earl Ray Tomlin last night made clear that no one knows exactly how long hundreds of thousands of people in nine counties will have to steer clear of tap water. The ban is due to a chemical spill on Thursday in the Elk River. The chemical level in the water supply is said to be dropping, but it hasn't reached a safe level yet. Until that happens, the only thing the tap water is good for is flushing toilets. Emergency declarations remain in place for those affected counties. The New Jersey State Assembly has released hundreds of documents related to the so-called Bridgegate scandal. The information was made public Friday, the day after Governor Christie fired a longtime aide for allegedly requesting lane shutdowns on the George Washington Bridge as political payback against a mayor who failed to back Christie's reelection bid. The subpoenaed documents show even police had a tough time getting details about those lane closures. The latest jobs report has many people searching for a silver lining. Only 74,000 jobs were added to the economy last month, which is well below expectations. In a hearing yesterday of the Joint Congressional Economic Committee, a representative of the Bureau of Labor Stats said the report is, quote, not a sign of strength. Governor Walker was back in central Wisconsin on Friday afternoon. He visited with employees of Greenheck Fans Mosinee Plant as part of his brown bag tour of businesses. The governor covered familiar ground on the issues of unemployment, recruiting businesses to Wisconsin, job creation, and efforts underway at the state level to help in those areas. He explained how a new business tax credit program will help businesses reinvest in themselves, which creates jobs and is a win-win for the business and the state.
7.5% credit will wipe out almost all of that taxable liability, and that means when you see equipment like we see behind us here today, that really makes a difference because they can take that money and instead of paying it in higher taxes to the state, they can reinvest that in new equipment, and new equipment overwhelmingly is what puts people to work.
The governor acknowledges there have been discussions about how to make Wisconsin's tax climate better. He says eliminating the income tax has been talked about, but so have many other ideas.
Discussions we've had thus far and will continue to have throughout this year are in preparations for the 2015 budget about not only cutting taxes, providing tax relief, but what's the best way to do it, looking at tax reform. What's the most effective way to do that in terms of improving the economy, putting incentives for adding more jobs, adding more prosperity in the state?
The man convicted of murdering a Wausau woman 14 years ago has appealed and lost again. WSAU's Larry Lee has details.
James Emerson was found guilty of luring Rhonda Mertes to a secluded Wausau site and killing her back in 1999. The case took 10 years to solve and prosecute. Emerson appealed the conviction, claiming ineffective counsel and inadequate communication with his attorney. That was rejected by a three-judge panel in 2012. Then Emerson appealed on grounds that Judge Greg Grau allowed improper testimony and that the Iowa County jury was prejudiced against him for being black. That argument didn't work either. Emerson appealed to the state Supreme Court to try once more to have the conviction overturned. On Friday, the state Supreme Court declined to take the case, meaning the lower court ruling will stand, and Emerson will remain in prison for the rest of his life with no chance of parole. Larry Lee, WSAU News.
A Merrill woman was sentenced in federal court yesterday in an embezzlement scheme. Amy Rajek, 37 years old, was working for G3 Industries in Mosinee when she embezzled the money to send to a scam artist online. She also embezzled money from her relatives. The judge ordered restitution payments be applied first to Rajek's in-laws and then to Chubb Insurance Group, which covered G3's loss in that event. A pair of Wausau lawmakers are calling on the state to change the way it redistricts after a census. Democrats Mandy Wright and former Congressman Dave Obie want the Legislative Audit Bureau to handle drawing up those maps. Obie says legislators need to be able to be held accountable.
That's pretty near impossible to do if that official is in a congressional district or a legislative district that so favors one party or the other that even if somebody is the town drunk for 8 months a year, you couldn't blow them out of there with a stick of dynamite.
Federal courts did the deed in recent decades since the legislature had split control and the parties could not agree on final district maps. One of Wisconsin's congressmen is not happy with how the Obamacare website collects personal information. 7th District Congressman Sean Duffy says the way healthcare.gov works is not what the president promised because it forces users to give the government all kinds of personal information before accessing or selecting any of the insurance products.
Before Americans can shop for products on healthcare.gov, they have to put in all of their information, their address, their date of birth, their social security number into a website that isn't secure.
Duffy spoke briefly Friday on the House floor in support of a new bill called the Browse Act, which will make healthcare.gov collect information more like other websites. Another life has been lost on Wisconsin's highways. Two vehicles crashed on Highway 48 near Rice Lake while traveling eastbound. One driver in a pickup truck tried to pass another driver in an SUV. Sheriff's investigators say the passenger side rear panel of the pickup made contact with the driver's side front corner of the SUV, causing both vehicles to enter the ditch and roll over. The crash happened around 2:15 Friday afternoon. The driver of the pickup truck died at the scene. There are still unanswered questions following that house explosion and apparent death Thursday northeast of Wausau. The biggest question is why. The home just south of Highway 52 on Pioneer Lane was totally destroyed after the explosion and subsequent fire. The investigation continued Friday, and that's when firefighters and detectives found human remains buried under debris. Sheriff Scott Park says the remains are believed to be the sole occupant and owner of the home, 43-year-old Jesse Yane. However, positive ID of the remains has not been established. The remains were not located until after the fire crews extinguished the flames and the Marathon Oneida Bomb Squad verified the site was safe from further explosive devices. Three men will not face charges related to the asphyxiation death of a suspected shoplifter. Milwaukee police say the men restrained 16-year-old Corey Stingley outside a food store in 2012. When they let him go, he was unconscious and was later declared dead. Prosecutors say there was not enough evidence to charge the men with homicide or reckless conduct, adding the men never intended to kill the teen or knew their actions would lead to his death. And a Peshtigo man has been sentenced in the stabbing death of his girlfriend. 49-year-old Brent Kemp was sentenced Friday to life in prison without the possibility of parole. He was accused in the killing of Trish Washbish, the interim director of the Marinette Domestic Violence Shelter in April of last year. That's news. I'm Tom King, Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.